So let's do this in three parts, then we'll get John Crispin on the show. Number one, Micah Shrewsbury did a terrific job in his 2 years here. Smart, brilliant coach, great concepts, and certainly came in here and did a heck of a job. He grew up in Indiana. His wife Molly grew up in Indiana. It is a lure without question. And especially with her parents living there and with his parents living there. There is that element that needs to at least be recognized. Don't get too hung up, at least in my humble opinion, about what Penn State did or didn't do. They threw a lot into what they wanted to offer him to keep him. They threw a lot into it. And so I would not be from 30,000 feet critical of anything Pat Kraft did or didn't do, because, to be honest with you, not everybody knows everything that they did and didn't do, but I do know that the offer was incredibly substantial. All right? Which then bring, you know, and so, please, I think it's easy to pick out a target and blame. All right? But at the same time, right, take my word, they threw a lot into their offer to keep him. A lot. Sometimes somebody just makes a different choice. The next part is, what do they do from here? Number one, it's not, I am not in a position, in my opinion, as the voice of the team, to then start throwing names out on the air to you, because that would not be the right thing for me to do. Do I have an opinion about individuals that should be considered? And do I have a strong opinion about which ones I think should rise to the top? Yes. But if, and I doubt they will, but if Pat Kraft wanted that opinion, I would give it to him. If Adam Miller wanted that opinion, I would give him to him. For me, on the air, it would be wrong for me to put it out there, because it would then, I think, hinder whatever process that they have. And that's not my job to do. I will say this, and I've said this many, many times. Many times. But it's worth repeating. When you have comparable candidates, and Penn State will get some really good candidates both internally and externally. They'll get great candidates internally and externally. To me, when you have comparable candidates, the one area I want to know is, and this comes from a personal point of view and a personal feeling, because of how I feel about my job, do they feel that Penn State is the job? I know how I feel about my job. I want the people coaching it to feel the same way I do. James Franklin now is going into his 10th year. He has shown over and over again, he obviously feels that this is the job. He's still here. You can talk about all the twists and turns over the last few years, but he is still here, isn't he? So I want them, whomever it is, to come in and feel that not only is Penn State a terrific job, that they feel it is the job. And whatever the process is, it's not an unlimited window on the process, because the transfer portal is alive and very active. All right.